News Talk 1620, WTAW. There have been 4 arrests, more are expected. A lot of recovered stolen property from around Bryan and College Station in a joint law enforcement effort. Get the details from Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department.
College Station Police Department, along with the Brazos County Sheriff's Office and Brazos County Precinct 2 Constables, yesterday were able to make hopefully quite a dent in some burglary activity. What that was, how this all started was we had some of our officers were out actively searching for an individual that we had some felony warrants on, individual by the name of Tyler Sanchez. Right around 10:30 in the morning, some deputies with Brazos County Precinct 2 were able to locate Mr. Sanchez at a residence off of 159 in South Brazos County. They took him into custody on those warrants. Those charges, the original charges, were for possession of controlled substance, being methamphetamine, as well as a felony charge of evading arrest or detention. When he was taken into custody, he was also found to be in possession of more methamphetamine, so he received an additional charge for possession of a controlled substance. There was an individual in the vehicle with Mr. Sanchez, identified as Matthew Murphy. Mr. Murphy originally gave a fictitious name to the deputies. He was found to have some outstanding warrants, and he was also found to be in possession of a controlled substance and some drug paraphernalia, so he was taken into custody. Our officers, detectives, as well as representatives from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, they responded out to that scene, had information that linked not only the vehicle that Mr. Sanchez and Mr. Murphy were in, but the residence that they had arrived at. They developed enough information to obtain a search warrant to search that property for property related to recent burglaries. During an extensive search of the property, we were able to recover hundreds of items believed to be stolen. As a result, we believe that these arrests and these seizures will go a long way towards clearing dozens of burglaries that have plagued our local area.
In fact, the picture you provided of the recovered property fills up a conference room.
That is correct. Our detectives and our officers are actively working, attempting to contact the owners of these pieces of property to get them back, get the property back to its rightful owner. Additionally, I failed to mention earlier, in addition to Mr. Sanchez and Mr. Murphy, our detectives were able to obtain warrants for a Kenneth Greer and a Sean Greer, after linking them to a vehicle burglary that had occurred on May 16th off of Augusta Circle in College Station. Our detectives are continuing to actively work this case, and it's anticipated there's going to be additional arrests and charges as a result.
Any idea if there will be any other locations that will be inspected to see if there's stolen property there?
I wouldn't be able to comment on that at this time. That would be part of the ongoing investigative aspect of it.
Taking a look again at the picture of the recovered property, it comes to mind for me a reminder for listeners to make sure that you keep track of the serial numbers of your valuables or put identifying information on your property so it's easier for law enforcement to contact you if your property gets stolen.
That's absolutely correct. That's one of the biggest hurdles we have is we have all this property. We know that it doesn't belong to these individuals, but in trying to get it back to its rightful owners, sometimes is one of the most time-consuming processes. If we're able to get it back immediately to its owners, it saves our officers and our evidence custodians time and effort in booking it into property and getting it secured there. And we know that everybody wants to get their stuff back, and so that's what our goal is we want to get the property back to the owners just as soon as possible.
And you may or may not be able to answer this question, but going back to learning about this particular location in South Brazos County, which is west of Milliken, how were you all able to determine this is a possible place to check out?
We were looking for Mr. Sanchez, and that was one of the locations that we were going to be checking to see if we could locate him on these outstanding warrants.
Have I missed anything else that we can remind listeners about?
Again, just the basics, you know, that if they know anything related to this, we ask that they call the College Station Police Department or Brazos County Crime Stoppers And as always, we ask that that they secure their property and their valuables, and contact us if there's any type of suspicious activity.
Thanks again to College Station Assistant Police Chief Chuck Flieger for the update. A photo of that conference room full of recovered stolen merchandise is on our website along with this interview at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.